was basically stirred up, masterminded. You can call him a mastermind, an instigator, a kingpin, a top gangster, whatever you can call him. He was the one, either he's planning, instigating, encouraging others to persecute. He legalized it by taking letters from the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin Council. So he was quite an organizer. He was responsible. Remember in the Bible, you are responsible even if you didn't do the action, but if you plan the action. Remember David was responsible for the death of Uriah because he was the one who instructed it to be done. Even though Joab was the one who let him be killed by enemy soldiers, it was David who was responsible. He planned the whole thing. So Saul, whatever you want to call him at that time, was the bad guy. Interestingly, because of that persecution, people were running away. People were frightened of him. When Saul came into town, oh, Saul is here. Move house. Run. Flee. He's gonna invade your home. He's gonna take away your house. He's gonna burn it down. He's gonna drag you, kill you. So wherever Saul comes, everybody goes. What a reception. Everyone was frightened. Saul. And all those people who were running, this was not temporary. They literally had to pick up all their belongings and flee like refugees, never to return. Because they never know what will happen. So a lot of them, they pick up whatever they have, ran away from Jerusalem to all the far out places. And some of them, the Bible says in Acts 11, landed in Antioch. And so happened to be preaching the word of God to the Greeks. And they responded, the Gentiles responded to the gospel, and the church was planted. Accidentally, if you can say there's no accidents in God, it all happened because of the persecution. Point number two. No matter how big your mistakes or how big bad things that has happened, all things work for good to those who love God. Isn't it strange that the very open door, if you think about it, the very open door that Saul had for his ministry, indirectly, came from his own badness. If he didn't persecute, nobody would be running away. Nobody would have started the church in Antioch. And he wouldn't have a door to go in. When you trace him back, the persecution was started by him. The very thing that he started for bad was turned by God for good for him. Romans 8 verse 28. Romans 8 verse 28. All of us are familiar with this particular verse. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Now let me remind you, this is not an unconditional promise. It did not say all things work for good, full stop. There were two conditions attached. One is for those who love God and are called according to His purpose. That means when you make your heart right with God and you begin to love God, all the badness that is around you is going to turn out for good. The second condition is with the word and, verse 28. And we know. On what basis do we know? Based on verse 26, 27, He maketh intercession for the saints. In other words, there was a condition of prayer that took place. Say, the Spirit of God made intercession for all the saints and all those things happening, and we know that all things work together for good. So there was a condition of intercession of prayer. There's a condition of love in the heart. Two conditions for it to take place. So no matter how bad situations are in our life, if your heart turns and love Him with all your heart, soul, mind and strength, and number two, if intercessions are made over those situations, God can turn it for good. And it says all, which means nothing is excluded. God works all things for good to those who love Him. God has continued to use throughout the entire Bible the foolish things to confound the wise. The wicked things turn into gold. The rubbish and the rejected turn to the accepted and the anointed. God has continued to do that all through the Bible. Look at the stories like Joseph, who says, "You meant it for evil," he told his brothers, "but God has turned it for good." Because Joseph loved God. And I believe there's much cries and intercessions that his parents would have made when he missed him. God turned the whole situation around. Queen Esther and Mordecai and Haman, their enemy, plotted all the evil things, and God turned it out for good because it became an opportunity for them to get rid of all the enemies of the Jews. Where before it was an opportunity planned by Haman for all the enemies of the Jews to get rid of the Jews, the very opposite happens. And over again we see in the Bible that the very things, no matter how many mistakes you may have made in your life, no matter how drastic things that people try to do to you, you can have all kinds of situations. You can have a situation where you make blunders and mistakes and you thought, there's no way God can redeem me. As long as you love God, as long as intercessions are made, all things will still work for good. And perhaps it's not your own blunders, but people do evil to you, or a combination of both. No matter what the devil and his instruments try to do to you, it can only work out for good. But you must watch out for two things in your life. Obviously, you must not backslide. Because if you backslide, you're not going to pray anymore, correct? Backslided people do not spend time with God in prayer. So obviously people who backslide because of bad things, things are not working out good for them. Number two, you must never have a heart of hatred and unforgiveness. You must keep a heart of love and tenderness to God. I've seen too many people, bad things happen, their heart turns cold like stone. They are filled with all kinds of anger. And things cannot work well for them because they can't love God anymore. Their hatred for people is so much that it blocks them from loving God. As long as you keep in your heart a love for God, all things will work out. And every single area in your life, even if circumstances, physical or things beyond your control, God uses it for a purpose. God uses it for a purpose. When intercessions are made, when love is there. That means that no matter how bad a situation is, what's the most important cry in your life? I love you, God. Your punch and your pommel, your kick, your backstab, I love you, O God. That's your most important response. You respond in any other way, it's not going to work out for good. Have you noticed that this is a response of the apostles? They were taken, beaten, kicked and everything, slapped, and then they were let out. You know what they said? Praise God! We have been given an opportunity to suffer for Jesus. That's what they did in the book of Acts. And it turned out well for them. The Apostle Paul went on his missionary journey, second missionary journey in Acts chapter 16. Cast out a demon. They caught him, beat him, put him in chains together with Silas. It says in Acts 16, at midnight, which is a very good time, at midnight, Paul and Silas sang hymns. They didn't complain. They didn't moan. They didn't turn against God. They didn't show anger against God. They worship God. And guess what? He turned it around. God needs more people like that. Because when you make a decision to love God in all situations, whatever situation you're in, it could be people ahead of you, your boss or your employer, or situation, circumstances, remember two things. Don't ever backslide. Keep your prayer up. In fact, the more the enemy comes against you, the more you should pray. Not the more you should backslide, the more you should pray. And the more you express your love to God. And God will turn that to the biggest open door you have ever had in your life. He will turn it around to a blessing that you never dreamed that a blessing can come out of that. Because let me tell you, the Bible stories haven't ended. They continue in our life today. You and I are the living book of Acts. That God can continue in our lives. The story isn't finished yet. Story still goes on. And there are wondrous things that God has in store. That spending time with God over the past weeks, the Lord reminded me. First of all, He says, tell my people to prepare for 2006 because I am bringing a move of God that they have not seen yet. So I pass on a message to you. There are some things that God is preparing His people for. Prepare yourselves for that which God has in your lives. Praise God. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we thank You, we praise You, we worship You. You are the God who opened the doors for Saul. We see the beginning of his ministry. And we see how You take things, his very wrong things he did against You became the very things that opened the doors for him. And Father, we know, Lord, that You make use of the mistakes of the people in the Bible. Turn them around for good. To show what a powerful God You are. To show that You're in control of all things. And there's nothing that anyone can do that escapes Your power to turn things around. Thank You, Father, that You will open doors for each life here. In Jesus' name. Let's all arise together. And we sing that song, All Things Are Possible When We Believe. And as we sing that song,